course, it isn't Radio 1, but BBC Radio 1, as you probably know, is 50 this year. And to celebrate, the BBC's opening a digital pop-up station at the end of the month called Radio 1 Vintage. Tony Blackburn's going to be on there recreating the opening of Radio 1, including Flowers in the Rain by The Move, famously the first song ever played on the station. While a host of other legendary DJs will present special shows, including Noel Edmonds, Mike Reed, Janice Long, Gary Davis, David Jensen, Peter Powell and Simon Bates, to name just a few. The station's going to be on air for 50 hours and will feature 50 one-hour long shows with special guest presenters and archive recordings. Another of the DJs appearing is Adrian Just, who joined Radio 1 in 1977 and whose music and comedy shows became an essential part of the weekend schedule for millions of listeners across the UK. And I'm delighted to say Adrian joins us on the line now. Adrian Just, good morning and welcome to Talk Radio Europe.
Good morning, Sean. Yes, good morning, everybody. Yeah, well, it's exciting time. I've got the schedule here. I think you mentioned most of the big names. But on the Saturday, Kenny Everett's on from 10 o'clock till 11. Then it's David the Kid. Jensen is on till midday. Colin and Edith, one of the younger pairings. And then they've given me my old slot back. 1 o'clock on Saturday, 30th of September, I'm on there.
So are you going to be doing the same kind of show?
No, it's recorded. No, there's a lovely chap called Duncan Newmarch who's collected all my... I was throwing all my stuff out. I've got an attic full of tapes and everything. And I was just taking them down to the local tip. And he found out, he went mad. And he took 5 carloads away. And he's been 18 months going through it all. And his wife nearly threw him out of the house. He said, get that stuff out of the place. But he's compiled some of the best bits. He's managed to stretch it to an hour of me. And that's what he's putting together. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. He's very good. I just trust him to do everything. And I'm sure it should be a good show. So when everybody hears it for the first time, I should be hearing it for the first time too. Although I did some of the bits originally. But he goes back years. Perhaps some of the stuff goes back 30 years.
I bet.
Some of the gags go back farther than that.
So, I mean, how does it feel to be back on Radio 1 again after all these... Or even if it's Radio 1 Vintage. How does it feel to be back on Radio 1 in business again years?
Sean, I'm so far out of the radio now. I mean, it's a quarter of a century ago, and I'm a downsize of my lovely big studio went. I've got a little facility here, but I downsized out of Surrey, and I just spend my time pottering around garden centres and Marks and Spencer's cardigans and all that sort of stuff. So I was switched off from it. I still do voiceovers, bits and bobs, but actually being on... The big thing was, Sean, I went down about 3 weeks ago to the Radio 1, the new Radio 1, the new broadcasting house, you know, the glass menagerie, some people called it unkindly, but the people down there were great, and it was up on the 7th floor, and the studio is just amazing. I think they'll put a picture of me up, just throwing my hands up in the air saying, oh, how do you work this? It's just completely mesmerizing. I mean, the thing is, there's about 6 cameras in there. So as well as doing your radio show, if you can find the microphone from all the screens and cameras.
Yeah, it's certainly...
I don't know what you're like there.
It's certainly changed over the years. You know, there are no record players and no tape machines like there used to be in your day,
I think they because it's Radio 1, I think they have got... I think I saw some turntables. There's certainly some very smart CD players that they use in the clubs. You know, a lot of the club stuff goes on there. So it wasn't quite so much as a wrench. But I couldn't, working there. We used to work in a little old place called Egton House, which was a horrible 1950s building, like a rabbit warren.
Now, listen, tell me, because I know you're going to be getting together with... there's a private do you're going to be getting together with a lot of the old Radio 1 DJs.
Yeah.
And of course, David Hamilton had a book out earlier this summer talking about the Radio 1 days. Were you all great mates at the time, or was there much rivalry there?
Well, I came from local radio, and I think it wasn't as many egos and rivalries as there was in local radio. Got to a national bit, and of course the big thing was then, Sean, everybody was out working. David would be doing the discos and opening supermarkets and all this stuff, so we're always on the road the summer, so we never really lived in each other's pockets, like on the pirate stations, where they were just forced together in a metal tub rocking about on the North Sea for 2 weeks. So we didn't see that much of each other. We got on fine. I'm trying to think of any... There were no major spats, really. No. I look back on those days with great fondness.
And looking back, we say 50 years since Radio 1 launched, the Pirates closed down, you know, only a few weeks before that. How important was Radio 1 in the scheme of things back in certainly the 60s and the 70s?
Well, Well, politically, of course, it was good because the uproar of the pirates. It's interesting to see how much uproar, how much bitterness still exists 50 years on. And, of course, the BBC were thrown this thing and they were totally ill-equipped to handle it. But they did have, you know, they had all the bands. I think we had about 7 hours needle time a day. So you've got all the Scottish Radio Orchestra and the Midlands Dance Orchestra and all the, playing the hits, which didn't go down well. But the people who went on to run Radio 1, the Johnny Beeling, Doreen Davis, those people who were into music at the old BBC place at Aeolian Hall, they knew that you couldn't continue like that, so they pushed, you know, better union agreements, get more needle time, get more diversity with Radio 2, because often they would share Radio 2, which was not satisfactory at all. But as far as it went, it was... The government had decreed it was the answer to the pirates, and it wasn't really, but it soon became that. You know, it became a great station.
And, of course, you talk about needle time there. That was the rule. There was an agreement with the unions as to how much music you could play off record and how much different music you had to play from musicians to kind of keep the music industry alive. That was part of that plan.
of course, which proceeded in doing the exact opposite. Yeah. We won't get into that one.
Now, the station went, Radio 1 underwent huge changes in the 1990s, and at the time you were quite vocal about that. Looking back, do you think it was the right way to go?
Well, myself or Radio 1? Radio 1, there was, once again, politics is never too far away with the BBC. The government are always having a look and poking a little finger in here and there. And I suppose the Tories, they got the Conservative, they got their pals in commercial radio, and they weren't getting the figures, they weren't making the money. They said, why are we not doing this? Because there's this big thing called Radio 1 that's taking all our audience. Everybody's listening to that, you see. So it's political. But exactly what you'd do with that, I don't know. I mean, Matthew Bannister came in, he was handed a poison chalice and thought he'd put all the youngsters on. It had to be made more different. It had to be different from what had gone before, from any of the stations that were on the radio, and it wasn't. So they thought they'd, you know, get a little bit... marginalised and do all these specialist shows and all that. And of course, it died on its derriere. and we all knew it would. But I don't feel any sympathy for the man. But I could see their problems. That it was just we were still pulling 22 million audience a week. With 200 commercial stations on.
So yes, it was.
So that was the, you know, you've got to appreciate the politics of it.
Let's look to the future. I mean, Radio 1 Vintage, it's only going to be a pop-up station for 3 days, but I've heard whispers in the radio industry that it actually might be quite a good idea and it might become a permanent fixture. Would you be up for that?
Oh, I could. I'm too old. I couldn't come out of retirement for that. I haven't got the I haven't got the gear. A lot of the old comedy stuff, I had to do the, for this hour, I had to do what we called the programmer's broadcast sheet. You know, you have to log down all the material, the comedy material. It took me a day and a half, and I was mucking about in the garage, digging out the cobwebs and all for all these old albums, but they're all there, but that's where they're going to stay.
Now, okay.
It's a young man's job. You need on that show, I was doing like 14 hours a day, and you're jumping about. You need an awful lot of energy.
Well,
probably accounts for the fact I've got so little energy and burnt out now.
All right, Adrian, well, thank you. Your show's going to be on a Saturday, the 30th of September at 1 o'clock, is that right?
Yeah, but that's right. I'm just looking down the list here. Roscoe's back on the Sunday, Jackie Bramble, dear old Ed Stewart, they're doing an hour with him. Hello, darling. 1 o'clock on the Sunday. Janice Long, I think you mentioned. Johnny Walker's on. John Peel closes the thing off on Sunday night. Bob Harris, Peter Powell. They found some bits of Peter. He's a lovely man. And once again, he's out of the business. Made a very successful agency.
All right.
And off he went. Noel Edmonds, Mike, dear old Mike Smith. A lot of these have gone now. But so I shall. I better get a DAB radio, basically.
I think you probably should. If you want to find more information, just go to the BBC. .co.uk/Radio 1 Vintage. They'll tell you more about it. Adrian, good luck with the show. We look forward to hearing it. And thank you for joining us this morning on Talk Radio Europe.
Thanks, Sean. See you soon. Bye-bye.